first it's the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. My wavelengths do not prohole. Saturn, we sure hope the DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
Dobra Dojli. It's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide as well on the internet at www.wrir.org, so you can listen to us anywhere that you have a broadband connection, as well as on the FM band right here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center presents a concert by the Luciana Souza Trio, featuring the Brazilian vocalist as well as guitarist Romero Lubambo and percussionist Ciro Baptista. It's coming up Monday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You can find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR thanks Pets at Play for their underwriting support. Pets at Play provides dog daycare, grooming, and boarding at two convenient locations, 320 North 25th Street in Church Hill, and now in Manchester across from Plant Zero on Hull Street, with all the fun of the Church Hill location, plus self-serve dog grooming tubs. For more information, call 804-343-PETS. Pets at Play have fun and look good. And welcome to Global Agogo. We've got a pretty special show, I would say. It's that time of the year where there aren't that many new releases, so we don't have too much of that stuff. Haven't had too much of that stuff lately, but we will have a set of new releases, stuff that came out at the very end of the year and here in the first week of 2010 as well. That'll be coming up at the end of the show. What we're going to be doing in between, though, is featuring music that demonstrates the contributions of two gentlemen who recently passed away. We're going to start with a set of the music produced by Willie Mitchell. And if you're not familiar with Willie Mitchell, you will definitely recognize the sound of his recordings. He was a recording artist who later became one of the owners of High Records, an independent radio record label in Memphis, Tennessee. And he also owned Royal Recording Studios in Memphis. He just passed away this week, and he is the guy who produced all those great hits for Al Green. And on High Records and at Royal, he also recorded a whole bunch of other classic R&B and soul singers, all with this distinctive Willie Mitchell or High Records sound. Some of these came out on his label. Some of them came out on other labels that had hired him to produce and record for their purposes as well. And Ann Peebles, Syl Johnson, O.V. Wright, all of these folks recorded with Willie Mitchell. And the sound of a High Record, very distinctive. In fact, when Al Green made his comeback just a few years ago, they went back into Royal. They actually recorded him with the same microphone that they recorded him with in the 1970s. So he just stayed with an all-analog approach. And, well, let's listen to some of these great Willie Mitchell recordings. Like I said, you hear them once and you recognize exactly the specifics of the High Record sound. This is a song that, this was covered by Cat Power on her record of covers called Jukebox. And it was pretty obscure in the High catalog. It was High number 2272 in 1972. The guy who recorded this, George Jackson, is actually better known as a songwriter than as a singer. But boy, this was a great one that passed more or less unnoticed, but now has become quite a bit more popular thanks to Cat Power. Aretha, Sing One For Me from George Jackson, right here on Global Agogo.
Man could be. Would you sing a song,
Aretha?
that will touch a heart and make us sorry that we are apart. Have touched many lovers so many times. Miss Aretha, sing one for me.
Aretha,
one that will let her know millions of us a man could be. Would you sing a song,
Aretha,
that would touch your heart,
Aretha,
and make us sorry we are apart? Maybe someone ever loved anyone like I love you.
But
pay respect since you've been gone. Call me tonight.
But
baby, 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 bridge over trouble was too. And I can't see myself leaving you. Hey, Rita,
Rita,
one for me.
Hey, Rita,
one that will let her know millions of us a man. Would you sing a song,
Aretha,
that will sing a
heart, Aretha,
and make us sorry we are apart? Miss Aretha,
I'm big. last time you threatened to leave me, girl. I got down on my knees and begged you not to go. Now here you come, threatening me again, girl. But I ain't gonna plead no more. If you wanna act a fool and walk away and leave me, I ain't going through no more changes to keep you, girl. Make up your mind, stay or leave, 'cause anyway the wind
Syl Johnson here on Global Agogo with Any Way the Wind Blows. And that was number 2229 from High Records, pretty big hit on the R&B charts back in 1972. Before that, Denise LaSalle, and that's a song that is better known for the version that's done by Ann Peebles, Breaking Up Somebody's Home. She gives it like kind of the full gospel intro, and then it goes right into the Willie Mitchell sound. That was actually recorded for Westbound Records and was on Denise LaSalle's album On the Loose from 1971. We started off the set with George Jackson and Aretha, Sing One for Me. I mentioned that George Jackson, better known as a songwriter, he did write that song. He also wrote, and you can blame him for, I Love That Old Time Rock and Roll. That was recorded by Bob Seger. And One Bad Apple by the Osmond Brothers. George Jackson wrote that too. So he has made a lot of money off of royalties in his career, but he probably didn't deserve them. But as a singer, he's outstanding. And that is such a beautiful, beautiful song. Aretha, Sing One for Me from 1972. We're doing a little retrospective, a little half hour, 20 minute or so retrospective of the career of Willie Mitchell, who passed away this week. Co-owner of High Records and the owner and operator of Royal Recording Studios, which he continued to work in right up until the last weeks of his life. Did great work there for many, many decades. One of the linchpins of the Memphis deep southern soul sound. There's nothing like the sound of a High Record. And let's listen to another one. And this one, another job that he did as a contract for Backbeat Records. And this is going to sound like an Al Green song with a very different type of vocalist. The song is called A Nickel and a Nail. The singer, O.V. Wright, and this is one of my all-time favorite soul recordings from 1972, produced by Willie Mitchell, right here on Global Agogo.
Shut up!
yes I did. Pocket, Lord have mercy. All I can give a count of is a nickel and a nail. I want to say it one more time. All I have is a nickel and a nail. My friend, don't know. Lord have mercy. They still down in their hearts, they think I'm doing swell, but they don't know. Call every now and then I smile and I jingle. Yes, I do. But all you hear me jingling is a nickel.
dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name.
Of course, that's Take Me to the River, as recorded by Al Green from his album Al Green Explores Your Mind from 1974. That was never released as a single by Al Green, believe it or not. They didn't put out any singles, I don't think, from that Al Green Explores Your Mind album. Maybe, you know, you're getting into the mid-70s and you're out of the 45s era already. But that song, of course, became famous for the version that Talking Heads did of it, and their version was only in 1978, so it was only 4 years later. But it seems like a song that was, like, you know, 20 or 30 years old when they put it out. There was a hit, actually, on that record by Syl Johnson, who you heard in the first half of the set. I think that came out in 75, but for Al Green, no single on that at all. But I think that's one of the quintessential Willie Mitchell recordings, just a brilliant song. And Willie Mitchell kind of discovered Al Green. Well, Al Green had been singing professionally since he was like 10 years old. He'd been singing gospel in a family group. He got kicked out of that because he was listening to Jackie Wilson on the side. And they played together at on the Chitlin circuit. I think it was in Midland, Texas. Willie Mitchell was, I think I mentioned, a recording artist for High Records before he later became one of the owners of the label. He was never like super successful as a recording artist, but he became the house arranger for High, and then he started doing like artist and repertoire A&R work and bringing other artists, particularly singers, in to record with the High Records band. And they had such a great band. They had Howard Grimes or Al Jackson on drums, and they had the Hodges brothers as the rhythm section, and they were just fantastic with anybody that you put out there. But Al Green was pretty unknown singer. He was living in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they were on a bill together in Texas, and Willie Mitchell said, you know, you ought to come down to Memphis, and we could really do something with you. And that was probably the understatement of the decade right there. Before Al Green, we heard from Ann Peebles, and she's kind of the quintessential female singer from High Records. Many songs that you could play of hers in there, all produced by Willie Mitchell. I chose I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down from 1972, High Records number 2232. Also with that same sound that somebody called in and said, yeah, it's very dry, except for the O.V. Wright vocal. Yeah, totally dry, like no reverb on the vocals at all. And the band is playing so far behind the beat that they're practically in the next measure, every measure, and that's what keeps it swinging, even though it's very mellow and very swinging at the same time. Ann Peebles had many, many hits for High. I guess I Can't Stand the Rain is now the most famous because it's been covered by everybody and their brother and sister. And we started off that part of the set with O.V. Wright, I guess maybe the most obscure singer of the bunch today, and a song that people who are like deep Southern soul aficionados just point to as, boy, this is just like a perfect recording. A Nickel and a Nail, and just a totally testifying, totally soulful vocal from O.V. Wright, who is a guy who, you know, he didn't have a lot of big hits either, and he had a real different sound, much, you know, much rougher, not as smooth as most of the other people that they recorded at Royal. That was also from 1972. So all that material, all recorded within a three-year period, and there's other brilliant, brilliant stuff. So a great producer and a great crafter of sound, Willie Mitchell, rest in peace, had a fantastic career, and glad to do a tribute to him here in a soul spot on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Phone number here, 804-649-9737. You can email me at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And WRIR's programming is made possible by the generous support of Import Auto House. Import Auto House, serving the Richmond community for 40 years, is locally owned and provides maintenance and repair of Asian, British, and European cars by certified technicians at three locations, including 6316 West Broad Street in the near West End. Import Auto House can be reached at 804-673-9171 and on the web at importautohouse.com. And house is spelled the German way, H-A-U-S. And what will you get for the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size, and it's sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, toast an anniversary, or whatever you would like. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, please contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org. One more announcement for you. Be where it happens. During First Fridays, Richmond's First Fridays Art Walk is held on the first Friday of each month. That's this Friday. Rain or shine, generally between 6 and 10 p.m. This unique cultural event showcases Richmond's thriving arts community, focusing on the exciting and varied arts and cultural venues located along the historic Broad Street corridor. You'll find galleries and street performers, plus your friends and neighbors, from Marshall Street to Cary, between Monroe and 3rd Streets. Look for live music courtesy of the Modlin Center for the Arts. Find a site map and updated information at www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. And we'll see you down there for First Fridays tonight. Okay, our second set on Global Agogo, we're going to start out with our tribute to the other fellow who I mentioned I was going to do a tribute to. This one's taken me way too long to get to, but with all of these special programs at the end of the year, best ofs, and that Fela show that I did last week, this has really been my first opportunity to commemorate the life of John Storm Roberts, who passed away on November 29th. He was 73 years old. He was an English-born writer, record producer, and musicologist. And what John Storm Roberts is best known for are two seminal books that he wrote for general readers about music of the world. One is called Black Music of Two Worlds, came out in 1972. The second one, The Latin Tinge, The Impact of Latin American Music on the United States, came out in 1979. And he started his own record company and his own record distribution, retail record distribution business, both called Original Music. Because you really couldn't get your hands on a lot of these recordings of popular music, not primarily folkloric music. That wasn't what he was mainly interested in. He was interested in the popular music of different parts of the world and how and what the interrelationships between them were. So, for example, something that's now a very common observation about the prevalence of Cuban rhythms in music in the U.S. and across Africa, that was something that he spent a lot of time researching and coming up with examples of. That was the type of thing that really turned him on in music, was how these different cultures weren't separate from one another. He wasn't really interested in authenticity at all. He was interested in the cross-cultural pollination and fertilization that was taking place in that took place in music, you know, throughout history, and specifically the music of his own period. So a lot of the stuff that he put out and a lot of stuff that he wrote about was current music. For example, the music of the Congo. And probably the first time that I ever heard Congolese music was on this very next record that I'm going to play. This is called The Sound of Kinshasa. It was released by Original Music in 1983. And it's Congolese music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So it's got stuff that is only a few years old when he's putting it out. But for many of us who heard this, we were like, wow, this stuff is really cool. We didn't know anything about it. And it does sound familiar because you hear the Latin elements in it. And you go, yeah, this it's really related to all of these other things. In a lot of ways, what John Storm Roberts was doing is just what this radio show is about. It's about cross-cultural fertilization. So anyway, with that very long intro in hand, let's listen to a recording of what purports to be Orchestra OK Jazz. I'll talk more about that on my next break. Como Kosaka, the song is called Como Kosaka Te Nabasi, with JoJo singing and Orchestra OK Jazz, as released by John Storm Roberts on the Original Music label.
Thank you. Listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you're invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
Yo so I love you, yeah.
Mose Fanfan Sesongo from his album Baya Kelea from 2004, and Papa Lolo, and some quintessential Congolese music before that, Komo Kosaka Tenabasi. And in doing the research for this program, I found out that there was actually some controversy about that recording. I hadn't known this. And some people say that was actually not Franco's OK Jazz. It's actually his brother's band, Bavon Marie Marie. His band was called Orchestra Negro Success. So I'm going to have to ask David Noyes, our in-house expert on all things Congolese music-wise, if he knows about that. But that song has recently been re-recorded by an American band, Chicago-based band, that is playing African music, Congolese music, and other styles. They're called the Occidental Brothers Band, they just did a version of that not too long ago as well. But again, that one is from the Sound of Kinshasa LP. It was definitely an LP. You heard the scratches. On original music, I believe that came out in 1983, and this is probably the first Congolese recording that I ever heard myself personally. And I thought it was great stuff, and has got me... got me onto a whole bunch of other recordings that I sometimes play here on this program, which is called Global Agogo, and you can hear it here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And coming up next, another John Storm Roberts selection from John Mwale. The song is called Kenyatta Aliteswa Sana. This was a praise song for Jomo Kenyatta, the former president of Kenya. Recorded probably in the early 1960s, and these praise songs, of course, that's common in African traditional music. Same tradition has been brought over to popular music, and you'll hear it across Africa today. If you go see a Malian Griot singer. You'll hear him sing praise songs to, you know, the guy who paid for his airfare, and you know, the guy who is the governor of his state, and so on and so forth. And this is same principle is applied in contemporary music as was done, you know, hundreds and thousands of years ago. And again, John Storm Roberts, a guy who really was interested in all of the different interconnections between music, and he's very interested in the relationship between the Kenyan and Congolese styles, and particularly how it goes back to Cuban music. You really hear those Cuban sources in that first song in the set, and you're going to hear them in this song as well. John Mwale, Kenyatta, Aliteswa, Sana, from the box set that was released 5 years after the book. It's like the record that goes with the book. I guess it took 5 years for people to figure out what a fantastic book it was, and that you needed you should have a record to go along with it. Black Music of Two Worlds, it's a four LP set, and it came out on Ethnic Folkways Records in 1977, in case you're looking for it. I believe it's been reissued on CD as well. Check it out right here on Global Agogo.
Baba Taifa, Jomo Kenyatta, aliteswa siku nyingi. Baba Taifa, Jomo Kenyatta, aliteswa siku nyingi. Alipofungwa tulijua, ataleta uhuru Kenya. Alipofungwa tulijua, ataleta uhuru Kenya. Tumuheshimu baba taifa, kiongozi wetu wa Kenya. Tumuheshimu baba taifa, kiongozi wetu wa Kenya. Kenyatta aliteswa sana, wetu hapa Kenya. Wandugu kumbe mateso yake, yataleta uhuru Kenya. Kenyatta aliteswa sana, wetu hapa Kenya. Wandugu kumbe mateso yake, yataleta uhuru Kenya. Espérame un
canta, mi segunda calamo, tu belleza un canta, no quiero vivir, puro como en el campo, que estás esa noche, con la naturaleza, la demás y la capital. Trabalhíssimo, oh trabalhíssimo, 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 oh trabalhíssimo, 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 oh trabalhíssimo.
It's Tabule Rochereau and Orchestra African Fiesta from 1965, I believe. Tabalissimo. And before that, we heard some music from Kenya, courtesy of the accompanying LPs for the book Black Music of Two Worlds by John Storm Roberts. We heard Kenyatta Aliteswa Sana by John Mwale from Kenya. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org. And you can find the playlist on the website, too. Just find the story up there that says Global Agogo. It should be right at the top of the page right now. Click where it says Read More. You'll see all the tracks that I've played so far. I think all but that last one. And I'll be updating the rest of it as I go along as well. So you can check back and find out more information about what you are hearing right there on WRIR.org. And WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our underwriters, folks like Exile and all the other ones that you hear us mention on these programs. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well to our underwriters when you patronize their businesses. Say thank you for supporting WRIR, if you will. Without underwriting support, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about getting the word out about what you offer, letting people know about a special event, a project, or just telling people about your love of WRIR. You can do all of those things with an underwriting announcement and contact WRIR's underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, by email at underwriting@wrir.org and by phone at 804-557-3798. Thank you. All right, moving into our third set here on Global Agogo, we're going to play another one from the Black Music of Two Worlds collection. This is some calypso music from Trinidad. This is a favorite of John Storm Roberts, and certainly cross-cultural influences here. You hear the effect of the English educational system on these extremely, extremely literate, what we would call today rappers, of Trinidad. In fact, anybody who's interested in rap music, I'm going to sound like an old fuddy-duddy here, but anybody who is into rap music ought to listen to calypso and listen to the wordplay, the intelligence, the it just blows me away all the time. I'm going to play three of them here in this set, and you know, just the cleverness, the double entendres, the you know, just the awareness of everything that's going on in the world. These guys have a lot to say. It's worth hearing, and that's what makes calypso music so interesting, whether it's from the 1930s or whether it's calypso music that's being made today. This one probably goes back to the 1930s or 40s, and this features some of the real stars in the fields, all of them on this track. Sir Lancelot, Executor, Caressor, Attila, and Lion. This song is called War from Black Music of Two Worlds, right here on Global Agogo.
At last the hour of vengeance is at hand, I am in the land. At last the hour of vengeance is at hand, I am in the land. The Lord Executor's word of command, with my glittering sword in hand. Tell Houdini, this is the hour of destiny in this colony. Those who boast that Houdini can sing, in my opinion, they know nothing. For it's all propaganda, deceit and pretense. He hasn't got the shadow of intelligence. The money that was spent on his slates and books has not improved his manners and looks. He has a good inclination, but foreign education, there's got a need. Boast of their intelligence while the audience have reserved their incompetence. The rattling of their tongue with the music in time cannot make Caressa feel that they are sublime. Knowledge have increased, understand me well. It was written in a book that others should tell. Tell them see graduation and then approbation as a Calypsonian. From the very first day that I was born, men like Houdini started to mourn. Monarchs wept and princes cried when they saw this new star up in the sky. Astronomers in my horoscope state I'd be proud, grand, illustrious and great, and they name me Attila, the terror, the brutal conqueror, master me minor. The earth is trembling and crumbling and heroes are falling and all, because a lion is roaring my tongue. It's like the blast of a gun when I'm wrong. One after one to bow down to the ground. Devastation, destruction, desolation and damnation. All these I'll inflict on insubordination, for the lion in his power is like the rock of Gibraltar.
Depression all over the colony. And if you would only wait a while, I know a Senate radio would make you smile.
Let me go, Black Prince, let me go. Let me know, black friends, let me know. For I'm tired living alone. I want to send a friend to her home.
Don't make me feel gay just as a lord. Always play for me a deck of record. On my Savannah gramophone, it gives a loud and melodious tone.
Let me go, black friends, let me go. Let me go, black friends, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want to send it radio at home.
At night when I lie down on my bed with my Zenith radio just by my head, it would keep all my thoughts away, so you see the prince would be happy and gay.
Let me go, black friends, let me go. Let me go, black friends, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want to send a radio at home.
At Antilles Petroleum Company, you know I am working for plenty money. So I'm going to give everything to you. And after the whole of Sagom's Emporium too.
Let me go, black friends, let me go. Let me go, black friends, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want a Zenith radio at home.
The Zenith radio has a pretty design, with its front walnut which poly so fine, and its beauty something worthwhile to see. Y'all don't talk about your ability.
Let me go, black prince, let me go. Let me go, black prince, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want a Zenith radio at home.
We have got everything that a home should have, so now we don't care if we both have got to starve. So let us tune in immediately to get reception from over the sea.
Let me go, black prince, let me go. Let me go, black prince, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want a Zenith radio at home.
The Zenith is a long distance radio. News all over the world we would get to know. So in tune we'll be waiting patiently to hear the fight with Melin and Joe Louis.
Let me go, black prince, let me go. Let me go, black prince, let me go. For I'm tired living alone. I want a Zenith radio at home.
In the bureau and pull out a picture of Castro, showing it around the grandmother. See it, she played from so many fingers. No, children, no, you mustn't look at that. Go on and pull it back. Tell your father you took down slack. Wait, hold your horse, grandma. Don't get cross. Don't mistake me, picture, mama. It's Castro eating a banana. Now, where you see she faint, when she wake up, she prays to all them saints. Please forgive me for what I've seen, and this holy war that she waited in, oh my God. No, children, no, you mustn't look at that. Go on and put it back, tell your father he took down slack. Wait, hold your horse, please don't get cross. Don't mistake me, picture, mama, it's Castro and a banana. If you hear the lecture, my wife giving about the picture, how I am such a heathen, bring picture to corrupt them children. This time smelling sauce me granny, open she eyes but boy when she saw me, like the picture flashed through she brain. How you don't know she failed again, oh Lord. No children, no, you mustn't look at that. Go on and put it back, tell your father you too damn slack.
wait. Hold your horse, hold your horse. Please don't get cross. Don't mistake the picture. Mama is Castro, eating a banana. She'd feel a little better when the doctor come with a stretcher. Give she an injection, she get up making a big confession. Same time a priest from the village enter the house, he don't get the message. She hold the priest and start to shiver. Father, save me from Lucifer. Oh no, children, no, you mustn't look at that. Go on and put it back. Tell your father he too down slack. Hold your horse, granny. Please don't get cross. Don't mistake me, pincher. Mama is Castro, eating a banana.
All right, I hope you got that one. Castro Eating a Banana by the great Mighty Sparrow from 1964 from his album The Outcast. And I guess that a picture of Castro eating a banana does look like some sort of dirty image. I don't know if that's what your father's got under his bed. He's definitely too damn slack. All right, Castro Eating a Banana. Before that, we heard I Want a Radio at Home by Black Prince. And that is from the absolutely fabulous box set called West Indian Rhythm. 10 CDs, all of Calypso recordings from the 1930s on Bear Family Records out of Germany. It's just a great package. It comes with this book. It weighs like 50 pounds. I mean, it's really something. It's like a tabletop CD box set. Let's show your friends this. I Want a Radio at Home, and I love that song. And it's like an extended commercial for Zenith, or as they say on the song, Zenith Radio. They also get in a little commercial plug for Decca Records in there as well. And we started off the set with War by Sir Lancelot, Executor, Caressor, Attila, and Lion. It's a boasting game. It's like the dozens. And but the vocabulary that these guys have is awesome, and the way that they can put each other down in the most erudite ways is what Calypso is really all about. And that's from Black Music of Two Worlds on Ethnic Folkways, which again is the box set that came out to accompany John Storm Roberts' absolutely fabulous, brilliant — that's the second time I've said that name on this break, I have to stop it — his brilliant book, Black Music of Two Worlds. It came out in 1972, and he was not really trained, John Storm Roberts, who passed away November 29th, and that's why we're commemorating him here. He wasn't trained as a musicologist at all. He was actually trained as a linguist. He majored in modern languages at Oxford, and I think he spoke like six languages, including Swahili, which can really come in handy when you go to Kenya. And so his interest in music was, he was more an autodidact than anything else. He played piano. He played barrel house piano, he said, poorly. And there's a great quote here of his that I want to read you, and then we'll get back to the music. When he was asked about how he wasn't really a folklorist and he wasn't interested in tracking down things that were obscure, he said, and I quote, "I don't care how esoteric it is, but it's got to be terrific." He said, "Not this, you can't hear it, and it's terribly performed, but it's really very interesting because it's the only winkle-gathering song to come out of southeastern Sussex attitude." And I thought, you know, this is the kind of person, John Storm Roberts and other people like him, that have really inspired me to want to do a radio show. We've got the same kind of aesthetic. And if he could do it, hey, I could do it. My project's a lot smaller than his. I'm not running a company and selling people records and making field recordings and so on and so forth. But he's a real inspiration for Global Agogo. And so rest in peace, John Storm Roberts. What a great career and great music that he's brought to all of us. And I've never met him. I never had the opportunity to meet him, but I'll bet you that he loved the idea that reggae is one of the most popular forms of music in Africa. So I talk about cross-cultural pollination and stuff going over and coming back. But it is, and so we're going to play some African reggae here in this next set, because I think that's something that John Storm Roberts would approve of. And we'll get started with Tikanja Fakoly from Côte d'Ivoire and this very Malian reggae song called Alu Maye.
Safa sila saya nyawa kuma sila saya nyalonsi bali nene du sara maulo na jiri lube kongong ngana masa fa guli ndala ka de se furu so boteke ka di jeri luma boto go songo aku bada bali simbo ila ya nim fana la saya te rombe mara la dia samu yo moya ba
Carlito, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show If Music Could Talk every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all on WRIR.
stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. We are the living stone. Some of them are stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. Oh yeah, na 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 na. When you start running, you better watch your step.
As a brand new one from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. That has not been released yet. It's going to be coming out actually in March, but we do have that one song from them. And it's a beaut. It's a beautiful new song to kick off 2010. Living Stone. Their album is going to be called Rise and Shine. It's going to be on Kumbancha Records. As I said, it will be out in March. But I love that song, so I'm really looking forward to hearing that new second record from the Sierra Leone's Refugee All Stars. In that set of reggae from Africa, before that we heard from Lucky Dube out of South Africa, the title track of his classic album of 1999, Prisoner. It's a beautiful song. It sounds like it was written about the USA, actually. And we started off the set with Tikanja Fakoly from Cote d'Ivoire, now living in Mali, and very Malian reggae song featuring a kora, the only reggae song I know that has kora on it, Alumaye from 2004, Tikanja Fakoly. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. Or you might be listening to me on one of the other two radio stations in the Global Agogo radio network. Those would be CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, or KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, Moscow, Idaho. And hello to our listeners out there. Or you might be listening on the podcast. And all the podcasts of Global Agogo are available at www.globalagogo.com. We've got 5 years' worth of podcasts that you can download, listen to at your leisure, your convenience. We also have track lists and show descriptions for each of the shows so that you know what you are wandering into when you download them. All of that, again, at www.globalagogo.com. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents Irish fiddler Eileen Ivers in Beyond the Bog Road, featuring music, song, dance, and multimedia, celebrating the Irish-American experience. It's coming to Richmond on Monday, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. at Richmond Center Stage. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. More information is available at maudlin.richmond.edu. And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, an eclectic, kitschy place that serves crispy tempura, vegan meals, barbecued tenderloin, and ribs with wasabi garlic mashed potatoes. The atmosphere at Sticky Rice is light and hearty, with entertainment ranging from Tuesday night karaoke to Thursday blingo, Sunday Pico trivia, and DJs. More information is available at 358-2633. And one more announcement for you. Are you interested in becoming a Richmond tree steward? Tree stewards are trained volunteers that plant, water, and prune city trees. They help keep Richmond green. The next training class begins February 9th, and applications for the class can be submitted now. The class will meet on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundhouse in Bird Park. Area professionals in tree care will teach each class. There is a cost for the class. To find out more, see www.treestewards.rrpfoundation.org. Read that to you again. www.treestewards.rrpfoundation.org. Okay, our last set coming up here on Global Agogo for this week, and we're going to play one more song released by John Storm Roberts' original music record label. John Storm Roberts died at age 73, November 29th, and we're commemorating his life and all of the great stuff that he did for the music of the world to bring it to the attention of folks just like you and me. And this is a record that he put out for Francis Bebe, the great Cameroonian singer and songwriter and leader. When he performed here in Richmond, it was probably about 10 years ago at the Fast Forward series at Virginia Museum. And that's when I picked up this CD, which is now unfortunately out of print. It's called Nandolo with Love. I'm going to play a song that Jimmy Catlett, who's a great Richmond musician and is a fan of this program, he was trying to track down this song, and he had heard me play it years ago. I probably haven't played this on my show for 3 or 4 years. I never met Jimmy, and that's how I got to meet him. So I hope he's listening, or tell him that I'm playing this. He can check it out on the podcast. It's a favorite song of his. This is called My Love for You by Francis Bebe, and it's quite hilarious. Check it out.
My love for you, oh, oh, my love for you, oh, oh, my love for you is very big, oh, you don't realize. My love for you, oh, oh, my love for you is very big, oh, you don't realize.
my love for you. My love for you is very big. Very, very big. It is higher than the highest mountain in this country. Very, very high. My love for you is longer than 1 kilometer. Very, very long. Where have you ever seen that kind of love? Where? My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you is timeless. My love for you is universal. My love for you is you, unique. More beautiful than a starry sky, thicker than the virgin forest, deeper than the deepest ocean. When I promenade in my dreams, I can swim in my love for you just like a fish in the water. So you see, my love for you is even aquatic. Aquatic. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you is a full stop, an exclamation mark. Ah! My love for you is all my love. Finished! Even the president or the king, even the queen of England, even the banker with all his money. None of these people can love the way I love you. Believe me. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you. Hey, I'm telling you. My love for you, my love for you is very big. Very, very big. It is higher than the highest mountain in this country. Very, very high. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you, oh, oh. My love for you is very big, though you don't realize. My love for you is very big. Very, very big. It is higher than the highest mountain in this country. Very, very high. My love for you is longer than 10 kilometers. Very, very long. Believe me, believe me, believe me. Believe me, that is true. That is true.
Je suis un noir, ma peau est blanche, et moi j'aime bien ça. C'est la différence qui est jolie. Je suis un blanc, mon sang est noir, et moi j'adore ça, c'est la différence qui est jolie. Je voudrais que nous nous entendions dans l'amour, que nous nous comprenions dans l'amour et dans la paix.
La vie sera belle, la vie
some new music and local music on Global Agogo. That band is called And the Wiremen. It's a project headed up by Lynn Wright, who is actually lives in New York, spends a lot of time in Richmond. And one of the reasons is that one of the band members for And the Wiremen is Richmond's own Paul Watson, who plays cornet. Not on that song, though. And this is their debut album. It's simply called And the Wiremen, and it's excellent. And they've been playing here in town. They played a couple of times at Balasso, and they will definitely be back. So I would recommend checking these guys out. In fact, we're hoping to have them perform live here on Global Agogo sometime in 2010. Looking forward to that. Also in the band, when they play in Richmond, is Pippin Barnett on drums. And another member of the band full-time or whenever they play is Tony Mamone, who was the original bass player from Per Ubu. So one thing you can say about this fellow Lynn Wright is he surrounds himself with really great musicians. That's always a good sign. That song is called Lines. Again, it's from the debut album by the band And the Wiremen. And before that, we heard the brand new single, title track of the new album La Différence by Salif Keita. And that was released, I believe, in November. First time we're playing it on this show. It is not out in the U.S., of course, not yet. He's only the most popular African artist in Africa. So hopefully we will be seeing that here in the States sometime this year. But in the meantime, we've got the import version of that. La Différence from Salif Keita. And some of the proceeds from this record are going to support Salif Keita's foundation, which... underwrites services for albinos in Africa. I don't know if you know this about Salif Keita. He is an albino. If you've ever seen a picture of him, you probably figured that out. And so that's a cause that is near and dear to his heart. And before that, we started off with Francis Bebe. My Love for You is very, very big. And that was another recording that was released by John Storm Roberts, the late, great John Storm Roberts, on his label Original Music. And that brings us to pretty close to the end here of another edition of Global Agogo. Thank you for joining me on the journey. Make sure to stay tuned. At 7 o'clock, Christian will be in with This Modern Beat. And we've got Fontaine with What the Fontaine at 9, Midnight Solstice with DJ Pari, and Mr. Felty at 11. And I believe for the first time, I think this starts this week, Anna C. is going to be in with Frenetic Friday on Friday night or Saturday morning at 1 a.m., so we're looking forward to having her on our schedule here on Friday night. And we got all kinds of great programs on the station tonight, all weekend, all week, daytime, nighttime, all the time, because we're on the air 24 hours a day. You might know that. You can check out our schedule at our website, www.wrir.org. Just click on schedule. I've had a blast today. Hope you have enjoyed the show. Until next week, a tout à l'heure. We're going to go out with some dance music here. A little hip-hop out of Congo Brazzaville, Biso na Biso Ndete, and this features Menu Dibango. And we're going to finish up after that with a remix of Sarama by Vofarka Touré, as remixed by Aiden K. and... what are they called again? Aiden K. and the Movement of Rhythm. It's a really good remix of that song. So check it out. I will see you guys next week.
On me vole, on me donne, on me carotte, on me maltraite. Me voilà rempli de dettes, débiteur, jamais créditeur. Est-ce que je m'en sortirai? Biso na biso, parle pour les endettés.
J'ai de nos terres sur nos têtes et nos terres.
L'échec nique, c'est à l'espoir. Ça revient trop cher, le fouet arrache la fierté des lambeaux de chair. Amour a déserté, navigue à fond de cale, alerte et haine prend les armes, notre histoire aggrave son cas. Pour ta liberté, combien de frères sous les balles endettés? Aussi vrai que l'enfer il brûle sous mes pas. M'en voulais pas, j'ai pété le câble, remis le compteur à zéro. Pose un bouquet de rimes sur la tombe de nos héros.
Tu veux relever la tête, mais ton compte est à zéro. Tu veux avoir tous les rôles, jamais celui du héros. Tu as la mer et tant de plaques pétrolières. De plus tu manies mieux que la langue de Molière. T'as le câble et le cacao, des sportifs à gogo. Des intellectuels, basanés ou bien négros. C'est grâce à eux et tu leur dois tout. Pendant des siècles tu paieras tant qu'il y aura des hommes et des fous.
Et pour encore combien de temps?
Rien à faire.
foutre, rien à péter. J'avance toujours fier, fort et entêté en été. Le bon peuple a raqueté, attêté jusqu'à l'os, sans arrêter, entêté. C'est leurs âmes qui le disent, n'élève pas trop la voix, ou c'est toi qu'elles visent, maltraité. Habitué à souffrir, on a appris à sourire malgré la guerre et la pauvreté.
Hey, trop de soucis, hey. Chaque jour on bosse dur pour remonter la pente, mais trop de soucis, hey. Encore combien de temps, le moral à zéro, un paquet de DT, une vie en sursis. Le manque de moyens nous pousse au fond du gouffre, les ennuis nous persécutent, on en finit pas, on en paye le prix. De plus en plus on pense qu'on devrait s'échapper loin d'ici.
J'ai nos terres sur nos têtes et nos terres.
L'Europe a agressé, dépouillé, violé l'Afrique. Bissot revendique le continent de la traite. Esclave de naissance ou par la force du fouet. Dans la misère, je prône la justice. Nos rois ont tout dilé dans l'histoire truquée qu'on a appris. Mais le crime humanitaire, la traite des nègres a un prix. Culpabiliser le cas, fin d'œil sous fausse vérité. Ils ont une dette pour les viteurs, faut douiller pour qu'ils le fassent. J'ai nos terres sur nos têtes et nos terres.
Et mon bandit,